Lounge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A health scare for a high-ranking Democrat while overseas.
Former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi was hospitalized after she sustained an injury during an official engagement in Luxembourg. Pelosi, who was 84, was there to mark the 80th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge and was admitted to the hospital for evaluation. A spokesperson did not provide any detail on the injury, but said the former speaker is receiving excellent care and continues to work as she looks forward to returning to the U.S. soon. Molly Nagel, ABC News, the White House.
National security officials say they did not know American Travis Timmerman had been detained in Syria. The 29-year-old was released after the fall of the Assad regime. Timmerman went missing in Hungary earlier this year while on a Christian pilgrimage. He says he crossed over the border from Lebanon. Residents in the Great Lakes region digging out after another round of lake effect snow. Ice is the threat for the Midwest states, and bitter cold has moved into the Northeast. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Natural Resources have announced $444 million in funding for clean water programs across the state. According to a press release, the funding through the Clean Water Fund program was distributed to 50 municipalities, including some in western Wisconsin like Barron and Augusta. The funding is meant to help local municipalities upgrade their wastewater infrastructure, like projects to reduce phosphorus discharges, in smaller, disadvantaged communities. A report from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction found that students in the state are struggling in standardized testing, specifically in math. The report found that less than half of public school students scored as proficient in math during the 2023-2024 school year, and school choice program students had a math proficiency rate of about 28%. Education officials cited the COVID-19 pandemic as one of the major reasons for the declining test scores, forcing students to learn virtually to prevent the spread of the virus. Environmental groups and the Bad River Tribe have filed a petition for a contested case hearing as they push back against the Line 5 relocation project. Enbridge Energy has planned to move the oil and gas pipeline to go around the Bad River Band reservation rather than through it, but environmental groups say the 41-mile reroute could still impact nearly 200 waterways and 100 acres of wetlands. The petition challenges the project's waterway and wetlands permit, water quality certification, and environmental impact statement. The Duluth Entertainment Convention Center could regain management of Bayfront Festival Park next week. For the last year, the site has been operated by Winterfell Management on a one-year agreement. Mayor Roger Reinhart says that company was chosen because there was not enough time to put out a request for proposals during his transition into office. The city council will consider signing off on the change at Monday's meeting. A request for proposal put out by city staff in October led to the selection of the DECC. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers get ready for the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers in prime time again in Seattle on Sunday Night Football. Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith has good receivers and likes to throw deep. I talked to Packers safety Xavier McKinney.
I've gone against him before. He does a good job of looking off. That's something that I noticed that's pretty big. I think he's had some turnovers this year, but he's a really good quarterback. He knows how to improvise plays. He knows how to win. I think that's the best attribute when you have a quarterback is, you know, getting a quarterback that can will your team to a win no matter what.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers hope to snap a three-game losing streak as they head to Indianapolis today to face the Butler University Bulldogs tomorrow, tip-off time at 1:30. That'll be followed by Bucks basketball from Las Vegas when they play the Atlanta Hawks in the semifinals of the NBA Cup tournament. Women's college volleyball, the Wisconsin Badgers against Texas A&M tonight in Lincoln, Nebraska for the NCAA Regionals. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It's only up from here. With sunny skies today and temperatures rising all throughout the afternoon, even into the evening and through tomorrow. They'll wind up flirting with the freezing mark tomorrow afternoon as a major system moves in, bringing a wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, it's 12 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, we'll continue a conversation with author Laura Bird, full of recommendations for books that also make great holiday gifts.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Live on location, it's The Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin, on the Civic Media Radio Network, and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, one of our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. We are live here in downtown Seattle at Buckley's on Queen and Todd, along with my co-host for today, Mr. Trigvi Olson, senior advisor of the Lincoln Project, but today, his all-star role as an owner of the Green Bay Packers. Welcome into hour number two. We thank all the great guests, for Dr. Kristen Lyerly in particular, for joining us in hour number one. Coming up a little bit later on, we have our Grown Up Text to Win contest. Now, we're going to do the big spiel and get into it, tell you exactly how to do this, but I know there's a lot of people already ready and waiting to text in. So we're going to give you the word right off the bat. Go to the Civic Media app and text the following word right now, Holly. H-O-L-L-Y, Holly, H-O-L-L-Y, Holly is the word to text this hour. Somebody at the end of this hour is going to win $100.
So we'll the word is Holly?
Holly, H-O-L-L-Y.
Like deck your walls with lots of holly.
Correct. Holly is the word, Trigvi. And we'll tell you more about that a little bit later. Somebody's going to win $100. And by the way, it's a statewide contest. More on that a little bit later. Also this hour, a what's worse. We're going to talk more with Rachel Perry, the GM here at Buckley's, about Packer being a Packers bar. And, of course, Trigvi's kids are here. We're going to talk to them as well. But right now, I want to get right to it, because this is very exciting. Our very own sports reporter, Mike Clemens, joins us right now. And, Mike, we appreciate you being here. And a big game coming up here in Seattle against the Seahawks on Sunday. People can listen to it, Sunday Night Football, on select stations on Civic Media in Richland Center, Park Falls, and Racine in Kenosha. You have the latest on this after Coach LaFleur. Mike, welcome back to the show. What do you have for us? What's the latest on the Packers versus Seattle?
Hi, Todd. No, practice is still going on. When I get off the phone here, I'll be going to his final press conference, whether he really divulges anything to us. But actually, one of the things we've been watching is that Jair Alexander, who 4 weeks ago, when they were playing the Jaguars, was in the end zone. He bumped with a receiver after he caught a touchdown, and it turned out to be like a torn PCL. He was back on the practice field and full participation on Wednesday, practice yesterday. We couldn't see him out there while they let us in the Hudson Center this morning. And that practice is still going on, so then we'll ask LaFleur about that. I talked to Jair just, you know, off the record, just kind of goofing around. I told him that the media door had been frozen shut because of the zero-degree temperatures in Green Bay, you know. And he said, see, that karma, man, I told you, you know. Because he's always like, when the time is up, you know, there's a timer when we're allowed in the locker room. He's like, okay. Man, time's up. You know, get out of here. You know, he's pushing us out.
The gatekeeper, so, J.R. Alexander.
Yeah. Yeah. Just kind of, you know, because he's pointing, you know, like Damian Lillard, he's pointing at his wrist, you know. It's,
right.
It's media time. Get out of here. Get out of here. So I don't know. There's reports like, oh, Jair's coming back this week. I don't know about that. I don't know if he's ready yet.
Okay.
It'd be helpful if they had him back, though, with Metcalf. Right? Like, it'd be good
with
them
Metcalf
to have.
And yeah. Tyler Lockett and Geno Smith, you know, is playing smart at quarterback. And then this kid that they picked up, is it out of Ohio State? The Jackson Smith in the Jigba? Oh, my.
Yeah.
He's got 900 yards. 900 yards in receptions. Like, the highest Packer receiver is, like, around 500. Of course, you know, Jordan Love spreads the ball out. But this kid is fast, and I watched a little tape of him trying to just understand. A lot of what they do, it's kind of like the way Tua Tagovailoa was playing with the Dolphins. Even though he's got Tariq Hill, he's, you know, got some fast receivers. If you're playing zone coverage, the Seahawks are not afraid to take short passes and get the balls, you know, into these guys' hands like a Tyler Lockett. And they're great at yards after the catch. So, you know, that's something that Xavier McKinney, looks like Evan Williams, the rookie, will be back, even though he had a concussion against the Lions 10 days ago. Mm. That's what they're going to have to look for, is that yards after the catch thing from the Seahawks receiving core.
Mike, I know your time is precious here. You have a tight schedule. We appreciate your fitness in. A couple of quick things here. Just bottom line on this, as people listen on Civic Media on Sunday or watch on Sunday Night Football, besides what you've already mentioned, any other keys to this game that are going to be important for our listeners?
Yeah, don't underestimate the Seahawks' potential on offense. They're actually a pretty good team. Even though they're 8-5, the teams that they've lost to are, you know, like playoff bomb teams. They lost a game to the Bills, to the Rams, who are now hot, to the Lions. The only clunker they've had was when they lost to the Giants. But, you know, they've battled, and they're playing to try and clinch their division after the 49ers lost last night. And, you know, as for the Packers, actually, I believe if the Falcons lose this weekend, the Packers could at least clinch a playoff berth. There's just no way they're going to get, you know, win the division, but they could at least get into the wild card conversation. There could be some rain. It'll be noisy. But other than that, I think the Packers are actually pretty healthy for December football.
Mike Clemens, you brought up this game last night on Thursday Night Football, the 49ers versus the Rams. Former Green Bay Packer Devondre Campbell walked off the field last night, quit. Fill us in on that. Wild and wacky stuff.
Just bizarre. Devondre Campbell played for the Falcons for a number of years, and then 1 year for the Cardinals. And Brian Gutekunst picked him up, and Aaron Rodgers in camp said, man, who's this guy? He's great. And he ended up starting an inside linebacker for the Packers for 3 years until he had numerous injuries. And then he did some weird stuff last year. He went into Matt LaFleur and complained about Joe Barry, the defensive coordinator, and was in and out and unavailable. And so then the Packers moved on from him. So he gets signs with the 49ers when Dre Greenlaw, one of their star linebackers, tears an Achilles in the Super Bowl. So last night, Greenlaw is trying to make a comeback, gets a sore leg. Another linebacker gets hurt. So the coaches turn and say, hey, you know, get in there, Devondre. He says, you know what? I don't want to play. And he walked into the locker room. I mean, you know, remember Antonio Brown? When he kind of just took off his shirt and left. This guy, for all the things that this guy has done in football, 9-10 years in the NFL, he will be remembered as one of the all-time quitters. And he'll probably be released in the next 24 hours. And
I know Coach Shanahan said that last night, I think.
Yeah, we had this guy in Green Bay for 3 years. They were still in the game. The 49ers are playing for their season. Instead, they end up losing. They're now 6-8. They lost 12-6 in a game. There was all field goals in the rain at home against the Rams, and the Rams are moving on.
Wow.
He made a Pro Bowl for the Packers.
Really? I didn't know.
Devondre Campbell?
Yeah.
Wow. He's a Pro Bowl player the 1 year.
Don't have time to get into it, but also a big game for the Bucks this weekend on Saturday. I believe it is Mike Clemens are doing this in-tournament thing out in Vegas or in the semifinals out there.
The NBA Cup, and, you know, $50,000 if you win all the games through that. They're 4-0 so far. They're taking on the Atlanta Hawks tomorrow at 3:30 Wisconsin time.
There you go. Mike Clemens, you're worth your weight in gold to us here at Civic Media. We appreciate you so very much, our sports reporter. Thank you, my friend. We will talk to you very soon, and we'll see if the Pack can get it done against Seattle on Sunday. Thanks for joining us, Mike.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend in Seattle.
Yep.
All right, thanks, go Petco. Mike Clemens there, our sports reporter. Always appreciate him. Trey, I think that Mike, well, he always brings up great points, obviously, but I don't think this is, as much as we're obviously Packer fans, this is not a cakewalk out here. This is not going to be a thing where the Packers just come on the field, they're going to walk away winners. It's going to be a dogfight. Yeah. And if you look at this series, as we said earlier, this is a series that's almost become a rivalry outside of our immediate division there. These two teams have a history.
They have a history, and, you know, there's a history of bad things happening to the Packers when they're playing in Seattle, whether it's the replacement referees, one signaling touchdown, the other
interception.
Yeah. The onside kick, obviously, with Brian Bostock in the NFC Championship game. It's kind of a house of horrors, a little bit like the Metrodome was. So we'll see. I'm excited to see the stadium, though. It's going to be loud and I think it's supposed to be a great place to see a football game.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well. And it turns out Trigby's going to have club seats. He's sitting.
No, I'm not.
They bring him food.
I'm not.
They bring him all. They give him massage.
Not in club seats.
But no, it's gonna be
yeah,
great.
Club seats would be nice, but yeah. No, we're not.
Speaking of, we have to. We'll bring on your kids here in a minute.
What's the word again?
Well, here we go, Mr. Thomas. If you're ready, let's go. It's time once again for Growing Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Let's go.
A whip cracks, an angel gets his wings.
That's right.
See, it's Grown Up. It's the Grown Up Gift List Text Win Contest. Did you know that? Every time Santa cracks his whip, an angel gets his wings, Trigby.
I don't like that. That's inappropriate.
All right, here we go.
It's a Wonderful Life. It's one of my favorite movies.
One of mine as well. So here's how this works, and we're going to give you the whole spiel right now, is that somebody this hour is going home $100 richer, you understand? And it could be you. Here's what you do. You download the Civic Media app. Go to your app store on your iPhone or on your Android device. It's free. Takes less than a minute. You click on it, download it. Then the first 11 stations are the stations that we're on. You click the one that's closest to you. If you don't have one close to you, just click on the one that looks the best. Madison, Waukesha, Richland Center, whatever. Then, in the lower right-hand corner, you'll see a little icon that says text. Text. Look at Trigby's doing this in real time. And then you're all set to go, and you text the following word. The word this hour is Holly. Holly. H-O-L-L-Y. The word this hour is Holly, as in have a holly jolly Christmas. Holly is the word this hour, H-O-L-L-Y. But here's the deal. Text carefully, because they don't want any hanky-panky, any funny business going on at Civic Media. And so the computer chooses the winners. And if you don't spell it correctly, you are rejected by the computer. So it's H-O-L-L-Y. By the way, and they sent an attorney out here with me. I can't believe this, the cost of finding an attorney with Todd. But anyway, we have to tell you, it is a statewide contest.
That was me right there on your phone.
Oh, really?
It just had me. Trigby from Todd's. It asked where, and I said, Trigby from Todd's remote studio. And I texted in Holly,
yep,
the word.
See, it works.
And hopefully I win the $100.
It's a statewide contest.
I'll buy you lunch if I do.
Oh, thank you. It's a statewide contest. Somebody's going to win $100 this hour. We also, other days, give the Chula Vista Resort, Wisconsin Dells, overnight getaway from Chula Vista. But this hour, it's $100. Also, one of 8 grand prizes you'll be registered for to win as well. We'll tell you about those when we come back. Also, talk with Trigby's kids. What do they have to say about this trip? And coming on a little bit later, Rachel Perry, GM here of Buckley's on Queen Anne in Seattle. Best place in Seattle to have a beer. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Sommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge. What's your kink? Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location at beautiful Buckley's on Queen and the official Packers Sports Bar here in Seattle as we cover the Packers coming on out here to Seattle to take on the Seahawks. Game time at around 7:15 on Sunday Night Football. Da, 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 da. And a pregame show at 5 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network in Richland Center, Park Falls, Racine, and Kenosha. A quick note, we are not legally allowed to stream the Packers on the Civic Media app. You have to live in Richland Center, Park Falls, or Racine, Kenosha, or watch it on NBC or the Peacock. The Peacock.
I want to see you, Peacock.
There we go.
Wow, double the dose of Katy Perry for Trigby today.
Oh, Katy Perry there.
Trigby, you're mocking me, Sommers.
Well, you know, I figured since your daughters were there, it was the perfect time to bring back some Katy Perry.
Yeah,
it really is. It really is. We're going to talk to them in just a second.
I'm just going to shake it off. I'm like that other chick.
That's Taylor Swift. That's
I know.
All right. It's the word of the hour, by the way, in our grown-up gift list text to win contest. Holly, H-O-L-L-Y. The word is Holly. Text it right now to the Civic Media app. Somebody this hour before 2 o'clock is going to win, well, at 2 o'clock, is going to win a $100 Benjamin Franklin bill. It could be you. So text it
and
right now.
And a chance to stay at the Chula Vista.
Well, that's the hourly prize for other, not for that, not for
oh,
this.
Oh, not for
yeah.
this.
But right. some hours, you're forth. Right. Yeah, it goes back and forth.
Oh, God.
But some nights, some hours, is the overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in the
well,
Dells.
I need to start listening to Pat's show if he's giving away Chula Vista Resort.
Right, he does.
But who doesn't want 100 bucks?
Who doesn't want 100 bucks?
And all you got to do is text Holly.
Thank you. Holly, H-O-L-L-Y. And, of course, everybody who texts in is eligible for one of 8 grand prizes to be given away at the end of next week. It could be a robot vacuum.
Oh,
like
a Roomba.
Like
what?
The name of your vacuum.
Oh, Cookie. Yeah, you can add. Yeah, yes, Cookie.
Yeah, Cookie.
Yeah, you can ask. Yeah, right. Cookie.
All right.
Cookie the vacuum.
A humidifier, an espresso machine, a set of luggage
or a snowblower
or a snowblower. And now, Zomers, you saw the movie Hot Frosty. Was there a snowblower involved in that movie?
That depends on how far you read into things. No, there was no snowblower.
Nothing makes Olaf smile more than knowing the snowblower is coming down the sidewalk.
So, yes, a snowblower could be yours as well. See, fantastic grand prizes here. But the only way you could be eligible is to enter right now on the Civic Media app. Text Holly, H-O-L-L-Y, right now on the Civic Media app. All right, Summers, it's 24 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock time. Once again, for What's Worse, let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. Time once again for What's Worse. Unlike our Text to Win contest, there are no prizes here. Only your chance to have your name and your opinion heard statewide across Wisconsin radio and on the Civic Media app around the world. All right. This one's very interesting. Lots of music in Seattle, by the way, Trivia.
Really, Todd?
I mean, I'm just saying. It's a hub.
There's lots of beer in Wisconsin, Todd.
Is he always this sassy? Yeah, your daughter say yes. All right. The what's worse for for today? What's worse, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones? What's worse, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you could text us that as well. What's worse, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones? You know what we should ask? We should ask your lovely and talented daughters, Ms. Ula and Ms. Kaya. Come on over, ladies. We welcome you into the show. Look at this. Making their first appearance on the big program. How are you all? Oh, hang on. I got to unmute your mics. All right, now you go. How are you?
Hi, Todd. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Well, it's fantastic. I met you both before, and now you're here. So give us your, first of all, what's worse, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones?
I can't answer that question because it would be a betrayal of myself and probably like my dad and my mom.
Oh, really?
Not that they're really like hardcore Beatles fans. No. My dad, though, is a hardcore Rolling Stones fan, but I can't answer that because I like both.
Kaya?
I prefer the Beatles over the Rolling Stones. Sorry, Dad.
Nice.
No offense.
See? An opinion. I love it.
That's just my opinion.
I like it. By the way, happy birthday, Kaya.
Thank you.
We celebrated a birthday yesterday here in Seattle.
Yeah. We went to a Thai place with one of Dad's friends and coworkers for a really long time, and it was really, really good.
Well, that's fantastic. So you guys have been taking this trip around, trips, I should say, occasionally around the country. How many stadiums have you been to so far, say, the Packers?
Is this 17?
No,
17.
17.
This is 17, yeah.
Wow.
For them, 14 for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you have a favorite stadium you've been to so far other than Lambeau Field?
Well, I really like the 49ers stadium. I thought, Kai didn't go to that game because she wasn't coming along yet, but the 49ers stadium was very nice. It was very pretty, and the Packers had a pretty good game.
Oh, really?
They won. Aaron Rodgers drove them down with 20 seconds left.
Kai?
I really like SoFi Stadium in L.A. That was beautiful. There were, like, inner fountains and stuff. It was so cool.
They have fountains in the stadium?
Yeah, they have, like, fountains and trees. It was so cool. And the food, by far, I'd say, was the best because we had, like, club seats and there was, like, buffet stuff. Mm. It was, by far, in my opinion, the best food-wise. And just in general, the best.
Now, we're gonna bring you back a little bit later on in the show. We have some more time. But your dad has told me stories about taking you guys to games. And you guys aren't just sitting there going, oh, yeah, we're a couple of chicks. We're dad. No. You guys actually know football.
Yeah, we're big Packers fans.
I love it. So give us your quick. We got about a minute left here. Any quick predictions for Sunday night?
Well, I just hope that whenever Jordan Love plays really well when he's feeling happy and hype, like when he's smiling before the game, because like for the Bears game, he was on the field and he was smiling and he was, you know, hyped for the game. And then, you know, they did well.
Right.
But then when they were playing against the Lions, he looked very serious and like locked in, and they didn't play as well, you know.
Very insightful.
So when he's like happy and excited and smiling before a game, I feel like that's when he does best.
Kaya?
I'm just gonna say the same as Ula. Love plays really well when he's like happy and excited and just more energetic. And I want to say also Tucker Kraft is playing really well. Like
He is, isn't he? Yeah,
we're big Tucker Kraft fans.
Your dad wanted me to get him on the show. I said, look, I'm no Mike Clemens, you understand? I'm no Al Michaels. I can't just get these guys on the show. But we appreciate you being here. We're going to have you come back a little bit later in the show, talk a little bit more about the game and about what you guys are up to.
Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. We have Ula and Kaya Olson there, along with your dad, Trigby. We're live here in Buckley's in Queen Anne. The word this hour to Texas, Holly, H-O-L-L-Y. Holly for $100 back.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin has received over $32 million in loans for water and electricity projects across the state. The loans were distributed through the U.S. Department of Agriculture to modernize rural infrastructure and critical investments. The bulk of the loan funding will go to the Vernon Electric Cooperative in Vernon County to build and upgrade over 200 miles of electric line and connect hundreds of residents to their grid. Other projects include water main and storm sewer upgrades in Rhinelander and sewer collection upgrades in Linden Station. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for organizations willing to host clinics for Winter Free Fishing Weekend. The yearly event will be held on January 18th and 19th, allowing anybody to fish most of the waters in the state without a fishing license or stamp for trout and salmon. The hope is more residents will take advantage of the free fishing weekend and decide to get a license and stamps in the future. The application materials to host a clinic can be found online and must be submitted to the DNR by January 8th. The city of Ashland has reached a settlement in a lawsuit over the design and construction of a heavily damaged pier. According to court documents, the city hired two engineering firms to undertake the pier project along Lakeshore Drive East in 2017, but it was severely damaged by ice in 2022. The city sued the companies in 2023 for breach of contract and negligence, and the firms agreed to pay the city a total of $250,000. City officials now say the pier is too damaged to repair and must be demolished. A senior care facility forced to evacuate residents due to a water pipe burst last week won't be able to reopen for months. Officials from Dove Healthcare in Rice Lake say all 46 residents were moved to a Spooner facility temporarily. Nobody was reported injured during the burst or the move, and officials say they connected with all the primary contacts of the residents. The Dove Healthcare employees will continue to care for their residents. Renovations on the Rice Lake facility have already begun, and officials expect it to reopen in mid-2025. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Variety reports that there will be a new version of the film American Psycho. Good Lord. Even though this doesn't need to happen on any level, a new interpretation of the novel of the same name will star Austin Butler as Patrick Bateman. The red-hot Luca Guadagnino will direct the film. Guadagnino's two most recent efforts are Queer, starring Daniel Craig, and Challengers, starring Zendaya. Both films were nominated for Golden Globes. And things a really talented and incredibly famous guy says that nobody cares about news, the great Elton John says making marijuana legal in Canada and the U.S. is one of the greatest mistakes of all time. Exaggerate much? John was recently named Time Magazine's Icon of the Year and told Time Magazine that as a recovering addict, he believes marijuana is addictive. I'm not saying when he wrote Tiny Dancer, Rocket Man, or Benny and the Jets that he was high, but he might have been high. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's only up from here. With sunny skies today and temperatures rising all throughout the afternoon, even into the evening, and through tomorrow. They'll wind up flirting with the freezing mark tomorrow afternoon as a major system moves in, bringing a wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 13 degrees at our studios.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Shane Matinere is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Dom Selvia.
Just PS here. Dom's out for a few days, so we've got friends filling in. Next time, join Civic Media's sports director, Jimmy Cuska, for, you guessed it, sports talk and local news.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
The Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location at Buckley's on Queen Anne in downtown Seattle. That is the fight song of the United States Navy. Ladies and gentlemen, the big game coming up tomorrow on Saturday, Navy versus Army, Army versus Navy. I cannot wait for those watching the stream. I've changed caps into my new Navy cap because I get to watch the game tomorrow with a bunch of dudes, some Navy guys, because my youngest godson works over there at Puget Sound, the shipyard over there at Bremerton. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to be cheering on Navy with a bunch of Navy guys as they take on Army. It should be a fantastic game. Cannot wait. So go Navy, beat Army tomorrow on the big Army-Navy game. Right now, joined here.
You know, that was John McCain's favorite thing in the world, was going
really
to the Army-Navy game.
That's yeah. He worked for McCain.
Loved going.
So that's fantastic. There you are, Trigvi Olson, a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, also a Green Bay Packer owner, joining us here at the desk here in Buckley's. And once again, rejoined by the wonderful general manager of Buckley's on Queen Anne here, Rachel Perry. Rachel, again, thanks for your hospitality. This is just the best place that could do a show. Trigvi and I have done a lot of them on location. Great atmosphere, great people. You guys could not have been nicer, so thank you so very much.
Of course. We're happy to have you guys. This has been fun.
Well, it's our pleasure, and we understand there's been at least one listener who has been listening here in Seattle, is out here for the game, wanted to know how long we're going to be around. We'll be here to at least 1:30 by the time we take things down, and we're going to stick around and have lunch. So for all of you who might be listening on the Civic Media app while you're here in Seattle, I know there are people coming out today and tomorrow. If you're going to come out here, it's super easy to find. Just dial up Buckley's, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y-S. It's the one on Queen Anne, right?
Queen Anne.
Because there are a couple out here.
We have one location in Belltown. They're less than a mile apart, so it is on Queen Anne, not in Belltown.
And it's easy to get here. Let me just tell you this. Our listeners will understand. It was easier to park here at Buckley's in Queen Anne in Seattle than it was for me to park in Green Bay.
Dang.
So it was easy. It was very easy. And, of course, out here in Seattle, which unfortunately out in Wisconsin we don't have a lot of, the public transportation out here in Seattle, it's just great to get around.
Yeah, it does. It's wonderful.
Yep, so very easy to find. Buckley's on Queen Anne. Tell us a little bit about Rachel being the general manager here. You said it's been about 10 years between server and general manager?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really started doing GM work right before COVID, and it's just a lot of scheduling and managing front of house and hiring and firing, and it's fun because I get to also do stuff like this and meet people and that come into town and create a fun atmosphere for those people as well. Seattle's a big tourist destination, especially like summertime and during sports season, so it's fun. I enjoy it a lot.
So you've seen a lot of teams visit Seattle here, and you don't have to give us the worst one, but can you tell us, like, fan bases that come out here? What are top two or three that you really, really enjoy?
The worst one.
You can if you want.
Yeah.
You want best and worst?
Sure.
Yeah, best.
Oh, okay.
Viking fans are probably the worst. I get that.
So, man, put on the spot.
Right, right.
I mean, being in Seattle, Niners fans aren't the best to deal with.
Oh, yeah.
Just because that's always been a big rivalry.
Yep.
So, unfortunately, I'd probably put them at my worst just because
they
are, like,
unruly.
Yeah, and they definitely hate Seattle fans. So there's that aspect of
They're
it that comes into play.
Them, probably.
Maybe. Yeah. They've been better than us for a while, so I don't know if it's jealousy. I think they just... they love that rivalry.
Yeah, right.
This season, we've had a lot of big groups come through. Miami was a big one that showed up.
Wow, that's
which
a
was
long
surprising.
Trip for them,
but they don't play here very often. Yeah. So, and then the Bills a few weeks ago, huge uptick in Bills fans that were here that all traveled for that game. Both fan bases were
honestly,
wonderful.
If you lived in Buffalo, of course you'd want to come to Seattle.
Right.
Yeah, again, it's
warmer
here.
You ever been to Buffalo? Yeah. I mean, other than Niagara Falls, right? Once you've seen that, pretty much.
Our other location is an Eagles bar.
Oh, really? Okay.
So when they play here, they travel very well. And they are unruly fans as well, but the ones that we have here, like our Packers fans, know how great they have it to have a Buckley's location as their home base. So it's, you get the uptick in fans, but everyone like self-regulates and treats this place like it's home and feels like they're at home when they're around the bar in Seattle for their fan group. So that's always a good time.
And the Kelsey brothers never do their podcasts at the other place, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So we're here. I'm not saying we're no Kelsey brothers, by the way, but
one day we can aspire to be that.
True story.
Somewhere.
We're better looking than those guys.
I would say that.
We're older than those guys.
Yes.
We're older than those guys. That's what
we are. So this is a true story. I haven't told Trivia yet this. So I got here this morning and your owners let me in. It was fantastic. I was parking. I rented a truck to get our equipment around, and I was parking. You could see it out the window here about where that black SUV is. I was parking, and I went over there to use the kiosk to pay for my parking, and a guy was coming down the street like an, I don't know, delivery vehicle, and he rolls down his window, and he goes, and I had all my Packer gear on, and he goes, "Hey, you a Packer fan?" And I go, "As a matter of fact, I am, and I have to be careful and clean it up for radio," and he looks right at me in the eyes, he goes, "F you," because I'm a Bears fan. Happy holidays.
Yeah. That's a good one.
At least he's the happy holidays.
At least he wished me a happy holiday. True story. But, I mean, I think that's the kind of spirit you talked about, the Kraken NHL team out here earlier. You know, Seattle's known for the stereotype of the coffee and the birthplace of Starbucks. A lot of great independent – I used to be in the coffee business as well, so I've been out here for that. And, of course, you have the public market, which is a great tourist place, the ferries, lots of history with indigenous people here in Seattle and Northwest. All really, really great stuff. But it seems to me, tell me as a native Seattlean, the sports really is just something that really is in the heart. It's a heartbeat of Seattle out here.
It is. And we get our hearts broken a lot, but
we do too.
Yeah, we stay true to our teams. And it's, I mean, especially during this time of year when the weather's not as good and we have football and that's what keeps us alive. And now we have hockey. And so the city really comes to life during sports season. And now we have sports season all year round, which is great.
Right.
But yeah, this city runs on sports, which I love and appreciate.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about Buckley's here on Queen Anne. Talking to Rachel here, Perry, the general manager at Buckley's. It's not just a great TV set. It's a great atmosphere. Tell us about some of the food, other things that you guys do here.
Yeah, what do we want to have for lunch?
Yeah.
I already know what I'm having.
People always look at the menu beforehand.
I already knew just when I walked back.
It was
back
the fish and chips,
kitchen.
Wasn't
yeah,
it?
It is.
Yeah.
See, look at
I heard you say something about the fish and chips. We do do our own beer batter and use a local beer for that.
Ooh.
So it's our fish and chips are delicious. We were on the Food Network for our Thai sesame ribs.
Really?
In 2016 on one of their top five shows. We got number 2 best bar food in the country for those. So it's
wait, little claim to fame.
Did
you hear that, everybody? Number 2 on the Food Network for best bar food right here at Buckley's in Queen Anne.
So you know what's crazy? When you have Kaya on, you're going to have to ask her because she watches the Food Network all the time.
Really?
And I know she was watching the thing about best bar food in America.
That's great.
Yeah. I had just started work. I'd been working here maybe a year. And
that's crazy.
I was up late one night and all of a sudden our owner's face was on my screen and I did not know. that was going to happen.
Wow.
And that was, I thought I was in trouble. I was like,
really?
Why is Tim in my living room on my screen? But I've been, because I worked here so long.
Here, we can bring, here, look at this. Here's an Amazon guy, right? Come on. We're on the air. This is fantastic. You work for Amazon?
Yeah.
Well, come on over. So here's Rachel. She's the gentleman. So right here, Amazon is right down the street. What's your name?
Skylar.
Here's Skylar, an Amazon delivery guy right here. He has a delivery. Do you need to sign for that?
Oh, I can take it. Yeah.
These are the kind of things we love. Live action right here.
Right.
You're on statewide radio, Kyle. With
all across Wisconsin, Skyler.
Yeah.
Say go Pack go.
Are you a Packer fan or not? No. You're a Seattle fan, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to the game Sunday?
I'm not, no.
All right, well, what if we could find you tickets? Would you go?
Probably not.
All right, well, thanks for what you do, Skyler. We appreciate you. That's Skyler from Amazon right up the street. Look,
just a local business that delivers stuff.
Right? Always.
Just a little small company down the road.
Yeah, tiny delivery business.
We interrupted about food. It's not just
Food Network. Okay, Sesame ribs.
This is always what I tell people. We have such a variety of food, but I have worked here for 10 years, and I still eat probably 80% of my meals here, and I am not sick of the food. I think our kitchen guys do such a great job. They all enjoy their jobs. They love working here. And
do you have cheese curds?
We have deep fried cheese curds.
No way. You do?
We do. It makes me nervous to say that to Wisconsin fans.
Right.
So don't judge us solely on those.
Don't judge us by our half shell clam.
No, I'm going to judge you by the fish and chips.
Right.
That's fair.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, there are definitely things in Seattle that we're known
for. Well, you wouldn't want to We would not want to be judged by our coffee by all
That's
of
fair.
You, right?
Or sushi. Like, sushi's yeah, probably sushi, a little
sushi,
different.
Sushi. Yeah. Yeah.
Wisconsin.
Oh, do you think?
I mean, we don't sell sushi here,
no.
but I can imagine.
No, yeah. There are a couple of places that import it or whatever, or fly it in fresh every day, but not like out here.
But I mean, you can't go wrong with deep fried cheese.
Right.
Ever.
No, it's hard.
You can't.
We actually, here, we're.
He's got cheese curds.
We actually brought our own cheese if you want to fly it.
See?
I'm just kidding.
That's like real squeaky cheese, though.
It's squeaky. See, that's good that you knew that about it being squeaky.
It is squeaky.
Yeah, it's Cedar Grove cheese right here to go along with our new Glarus Brewery Spotted Cow beer. But we won't open that. That's a gift from my godson.
You know what?
What's the best?
They really should sponsor the Todd Abba.
They should. We'll talk
about
it.
Most popular show between noon and 2 across the state of Wisconsin.
It's the only one.
Certainly, it's the only one.
on
Civic Media.
Talk to us about what's a great microbrewery here in Seattle that you guys carry?
So Georgetown Brewing is probably our biggest support, and vice versa. Mm. They have been supporting Buckley's since the beginning. They make a wide variety of different kinds of beers. Manny's Pale Ale is probably our top-selling beer from them. It's an unfiltered pale ale. And then Bodhisattva is their IPA that, again, those two are.
You want one of those, the Manny Pale Ale? Will you drink that?
You know, I don't usually drink beer early in the day anymore because
it's
makes
early
me
in
really
Wisconsin,
tired. I know, but
you know what? Bring me after we get done here. I'll take a Manny's Pale Ale and we'll drink.
I'm gonna order. We're gonna have lunch.
I know, but we have to. I want
to. Oh,
you
mean
try this on the air and tell people?
Oh, you're gonna drink on the air?
Well, last 10 minutes.
Oh,
sure.
There you go. I like.
We also have their
what beer would you have
right
if you were just having a beer? Are you a beer drinker?
I am not a big beer drinker. I really like ciders.
Oh yeah.
There's a lot of good cider places in Seattle as well.
Right.
Locust is a really good one. I think we're carrying Schilling right now. But beer has not ever been my forte.
Yeah.
All right.
I drank a lot of beer in my 20s. Now I don't drink so much.
Yeah.
Minute and a half left, Rebecca. Good gosh, Rachel.
It's an R.
You know, I clearly need something to drink. Rachel, give us in the last minute or so here a couple other highlights. What's your favorite thing about living in Seattle? When someone says, I'm coming here, what's the thing you tell them they got to do?
I mean, the market is a big one. Mm-hmm. I love that there's so many local vendors down there. And they've all been there for so many years. Going to see the fish being thrown, that's always fun. I have some friends that opened a cultured creamery down there called Hellenica.
We saw it yesterday.
Those are good friends of mine that are also regulars of the bar. Mm-hmm. Definitely, I mean, it's a little cold, but can't go wrong with delicious ice cream.
No, you cannot go wrong with that at all, right?
I mean, the Space Needle's a big one, too. The MoPop is right next to there, and that's really cool to see. It's the Museum of Pop Culture, but they have, like, a horror exhibit for, like, movies and a fairy tale movie exhibit, and then there's, like, the Nirvana aspect of it that you can go see. So it's really neat. It covers, like, movies and music and
Rachel Perry, general manager here at Buckley's on Queen Anne. Thank you so much. You've been a spectacular guest, a spectacular host. We appreciate you. Everybody that comes out to Seattle, stop by Buckley's on Queen Anne. Thanks a lot, Rachel.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Our pleasure. Come on back. We have Kaya and Ula along with Trigby. Todd will have a beer, and we'll remind you again, the word this hour is Holly. Text Holly, H-O-L-L-Y, Holly, to the Civic Media app. And go Navy, beat Army. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported recently on the impact of Shelby County versus Holder, the U.S. Supreme Court's decision invalidating Section 5 of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Anticipating even more erosion of the VRA, some states have passed their own state VRAs. It's not only the dismantling of Section 5, the preclearance requirements for states with a history of discrimination. The conservative justices also made proving racial gerrymandering harder under Section 2, and they've made it easier for a state legislature to dilute minority voting power. And in the lower courts, more cases attempting to keep individual voters from bringing voting rights lawsuits under the VRA are pending. With dwindling protections from the federal government, California, Washington, Oregon, Virginia, New York, Connecticut, and Minnesota have enacted state VRAs. Michigan, Maryland, New Jersey, and Florida have efforts underway. The NAACP Legal Defense Fund recommends that state VRAs should have pre-clearance requirements for municipalities which have patterns of discrimination. Rules should include a prohibition against vote denial or dilution through gerrymandering, strong protections against intimidation or deception, language assistance, a statewide database to make evidence-based decisions on election administration, and a directive to the state judiciary to support pro-voter and pro-democracy decisions. We have the recommendations at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour, CBS or ABC News, depending upon which of the network stations you listen to across Wisconsin. A sports update from our sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Many thanks for having him on the show today here talking about this Seattle Packers game and a weather update. And then, of course, it's Maggie Dawn every afternoon from 2 until 4, the Maggie Dawn Show, followed by the Dom Salvia Show, in which next time on Dom's show, he will have your next word of the day in terms of our grown-up gift list text to win contest. And then it is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight from 6 until 8, Rick Smith Across America, followed by our friend Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. Again, this hour, 8 minutes left, somebody's going to win at the top of the hour $100 at our grown-up gift list text to win contest. Download the Civic Media app and text the word Holly, H-O-L-L-Y. Text Holly right now. Somebody's going to win $100 at the end of this hour and be entered in to win one of the great 8 grand prizes, a robot vacuum, a humidifier, espresso machine, snowblower, or a luggage set. So make sure you do that as well. Right now, and we are joined by Trevi Olson, senior advisor of the Lincoln Project and the Packer owner, and his wonderful daughters, Ula and Kaya, as well, here at Buckley's. Trevi, she has brought me, Rachel has, this great beer. This is Manny's Pale Ale, one of the great microbreweries here in Seattle. Let's give it a go live on the air. And remember, anytime you hear or see me, your radio host, having a beverage, is a great time for you.
He's now drinking the beer. The beer has kind of a amber color to it. It's very nice.
It's a little. I like these because there's a little bit of wheat to it, like a little bit of a tinge of wheat to it.
Wheat, yep.
Wheaty beer.
So wheat
it's a Rob Wheaty beer. No, it's very good. And isn't it great, Trigby? Again, you know, we like to focus on Wisconsin. I was out in, our friend Kelly Call of Just a Bit Outside, the great movie. By the way, a big announcement coming soon, Just a Bit Outside, the movie, the story of the 82 Brewers. Looks like it'll be either streamed or DVD in time for Christmas.
I believe both. Except
who has DVD players?
I do.
Or anyone with a game console.
We have a PlayStation. Kai, are you getting me a new PlayStation?
Xbox. We have an Xbox.
Xbox.
So, but I mean, we travel around Wisconsin, we see this, but now, you know, me going to LA, us coming here to Seattle, it's just great beer, great people, great local bars. These are things that go beyond Republican, Democrat, Independent. And what is what makes Wisconsin great is what makes America.
What to make them, yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Honestly, all this red state, blue state, divide stuff, like, we really need to get our act together and start realizing there's way more across Wisconsin that unites us than divides us, and there's way more across America. And we need to get out of, like, hating on each other and start getting on where are people that we can work together with. And the ones who don't want to work together should get out of the way. I'm not optimistic that we're going to get that for 4 years, but that is what we should be doing.
We certainly
can do it in our states.
Yeah, absolutely. Ladies, Kaya and Ula, great to have you here. Thank you so very much. You, through the benefit of your parents, your mom originally from Lithuania, you've traveled a lot, not just here but abroad. What things do you see in your travels with your dad around all these football stadiums? What's a common through line that you've seen at several different places?
So if we're kind of comparing my dad and my mom, dad's more organized and he lets us kind of do what we want more. Mom's kind of all over the place.
Tell about some of the museums that you've seen. Because
that's
an important part of us going to these things. It's not just the football. It's really about them getting to see the cities. Tell about some of the museums that you've seen and which ones you've liked.
So I really liked the La Brea Tar Pits. That's what it's called. Mm-hmm. In California. It was really, really cool. I found that because I was just like Googling stuff to do in L.A. Because I'm normally in charge of that. Thanks, Dad, for that privilege. Yep.
Kaya puts together the schedule. And for those who have kids, you know, one of the things, we are really blessed that we've had the opportunity to travel and live in some other places. One of the things that is really important to do is let them do the research of the things they want to see.
And then I liked what's the art museum in LA? The Getty Museum. It was really, really cool. There was this like light exhibit where it was like this machine that projected light, and like it looked different from your eyes to your phone to like a bunch of different things. I thought that was really, really cool as well. I wasn't the biggest fan of the LA County Art Museum. That wasn't
the biggest fan.
Ula? Should I answer? Should I do the same as Kaya, or should I answer your original question?
Answer your question.
Well, I'll go. I don't know. I think a lot of the museums that we visit and like a lot of the places that we go, it's just cool to see like all the different kinds of people. And I think what's so special about seeing like football and like the fans is you kind of get like a really like a good taste of like the kind of people that you see in each city when you go to like a football game, because it's very like it's a big like community. Mm-hmm. And so that's why football games are always so fun, is that like you get to meet all these people. And I know like people really don't like Philly fans.
They were so nice.
But they were really, really nice. And we got to like walk around and they gave us drinks, and it's just like,
They gave us drinks and they gave us Coke.
Yeah. Right? Drinks as in non-alcoholic beverages, things that you consume.
But I'm not sure if you intended to do this or not, but what you just did for me, and I think hopefully for our listeners and viewers, is you nailed it in that there's a perception. But when you stop and get to know people and break bread with them or have a drink, alcoholic or otherwise, you might find out something different. Yeah. And shouldn't that be what Wisconsin and America is about? Yeah. Getting to know each other, not through perceptions, but through actual conversations.
Yeah.
Hey, one quick question for each of you. What makes Wisconsin great to you?
Cheese. Family.
Fantastic. There we go. We got beer from New Glarus. We got beer from Seattle right here. And we got cheese from Wisconsin. We got Trevi Olson, Ula Olson, and Kaya Olson. Thank you so very much, you guys.
Thank you.
Also, thank you to Rachel Perry, the great GM, and all the folks here at Buckley's on Queen Anne in Seattle. To Mike Clemens and Dr. Lyerly and Zomer's back at home. We'll see you live from right here in Seattle on Monday. Keep fighting whatever you believe in. Don't give up. Keep banging your drum. Go Pack Go. See you Monday.
Go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk about news deserts and what that means to our politics. We'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets. There's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase, you are what you eat, is very true because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show, and I felt kind of doughy, and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in Europe with fellow lawmakers at her office says she was admitted to the hospital for treatment.
The 84-year-old former House Speaker was with several other members of Congress in Luxembourg marking the 80th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge when her office says she sustained an injury. What that injury was is not clear, but it resulted in Pelosi being taken to the hospital for evaluation. Aides say she's receiving excellent treatment from doctors, but will have to skip the rest of the events around the anniversary of the battle.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. A U.S. official says the U.S. military has flown American Travis Timmerman out of Syria. He was imprisoned and was freed following the fall of the Assad regime. The 29-year-old, in a video after his release, says he was jailed after crossing the border earlier this year. In Southern California, crews still battling the Franklin wildfire in Malibu, but getting a break from those Santa Ana winds. The blaze is 30% contained. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly.